around since 1884.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. In studio with me, Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan. We were just talking a little bit about homecoming and other sort of happenings around the schools, but also coming up, I understand at Rock Creek, it is National High School Activities Week. And I was looking at the website earlier today, and there's a lot of things going on with that. Could you tell me a little bit about what's going on?
Well, the Activities Week is actually a Acacia recognized event that they've sent out and encouraged high schools to participate. And I tell you, one of the neater things that our Renaissance crew has done is they have gone back in time, and every official that has ever officiated a Rock Creek game, they've sent out a personalized letter of a thank you to having served our student athletes over the years. And that's a really pretty, I think, a pretty touching thing for our student athletes to have done through Renaissance. Other than that, it's just making aware weekly, you know, that, hey, these are the good things that activities bring to our kids outside of just the academia world, and academia being so important. But when you go across the state, go across the nation, you listen to employers, it's the soft skills that really separate candidates out. And this helps build a lot of those soft skills, you know, the teamwork, the communications, just being able to work with others.
That's very good. Other news going on around, shifting over to Wamego, though, there was an award handed out to a fourth grade teacher from the Kansas Council for the Social Studies, I believe is the name. And could you tell me a little bit about Lori?
Yes, Lori Rice has been a teacher at West Elementary for quite some time. She also taught at Central Elementary before moving up a few grade levels. But Lori just does a fantastic job. She's a great building leader at West Elementary and in the district, and is involved in many initiatives and things of that nature. But her principal, Amy Flynn, felt that Amy would definitely, or that Lori would definitely be a good nominee for this award, and so she asked if she could nominate her, and Lori agreed to it, because there usually comes with some other types of responsibilities when you win something like that. But she was nominated and earned that award, and we recognized her Monday night at the board meeting. So she'll get to attend a few functions and be recognized and maybe get involved in some other education action items. And also, I believe she's got a small cash reward. Ooh. To go with that as well. So we're very proud of her, and she does a fantastic job and very deserving of this award.
And that's the Judy Cromwell Excellence in Teaching Award. And that cash reward, I feel like, is probably going to be real cream on top of the pie there for that award.
Yeah. It's not a huge, I believe it was $250, but still $250 to most of us is a nice little surprise, nice little award for your the work you do and the sacrifices you make.
Definitely. Speaking in here in studio, that was Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. We also have Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. And I think it's a good time to maybe touch on some construction updates from around the district. I understand there's a number of buildings that are under construction. We touched a little bit on them in the initial segment, you know, talking about rain and potential leaks. But just in general, let's talk a little bit about the progress there that's been going on. Let's start with Kevin.
A lot of our progress you don't see because it's been either moving dirt or underneath the grade level or the final grade level. But last week we did run about 150 yards of concrete with some curbing and some parking area. This next week, provided it does dry out, they will start working on some foundations for Section A, which is basically the locker room area of the new 5-8 building, and then they'll also begin working on the foundation for the new district office and maintenance facility. After that, you know, as you get the foundations built, then they can start going up with structures, and you can really see the shape of the building take place. So we're looking forward to seeing that. Some of the underground stuff has been done, as we've had to have the majority of our power lines relocated, buried underground. We didn't want to put our power lines obviously underneath a new facility, so a lot of that was relocated, new transformer because of power needs put up. Same thing with water lines. We've run water lines around the perimeter of our campus for both fire lines and for public water use. So that's been relocated, doing a lot of storm sewer work right now. We're going to have quite a bit more roofing out there, so a lot of storm water to get rid of, and then also the sewer lines, tying in the new building to the existing sewer lines and over to the lagoons. So there's been a lot of work that's been taking place that you necessarily don't see on top of the ground. You see a lot of equipment out there. Construction management crew and the contractors that they have working are doing an outstanding job. When they can work, they are out there. They're out there late into the evening. They're out there early in the morning, whenever they can work, to try to catch up from the rains that we had over Labor Day, pushed them behind a little bit, and the rains of later last week, early this week, you know, are going to slow things down again. So they are making up whenever they can, and it's great to see that progress.
Definitely some good progress there. How about over at Wamego, Tim?
Well, we finished up quite a few of our projects this summer, but now the time where we're in those classrooms at the middle school, we had the four science classrooms and a remodeled a couple other classrooms. And then the high school, we remodeled the facts classrooms and locker rooms. The new locker rooms, we're not quite currently all in yet. Actually, we are in the new ones, but we've transitioned kids over to the new ones so that we can replace lockers in the old ones, and that's taking place right now. But with all those things complete, what basically is going on now, we're doing a lot of punch list items where we're finding little things that just need to be done a little better or maybe need to be tweaked. They got us in at the start of the school year, but there are still some things that need to be finalized on those things. The big project right now that unfortunately is on hold is our track. We decided to redo our track this past year. And we're in the process where we're trying to put the rubber coating, and that requires dry weather and heat, a little bit of heat. And so we hope to have started that last Saturday, right after our last home game, and have a couple weeks away of away games. And we should have hopefully been into that a few days, but the rain has prevented that. So hopefully we get some drier, warmer weather and can start making that happen so that we have track in the spring, or have a track to run on in the spring.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It might be a stretch there for the heat coming up, but we can cross our fingers on that one.
Yeah, we need 50 degrees and warming temperatures. Usually we get that kind of weather early November still and late October, so I'm hopeful that we'll get it done.
Well, gentlemen, we're running just out of time here. Are there any final thoughts or final notes you want to touch on before we get out of here?
Would like to touch on, at a minimum, the parent-teacher conferences that both districts have coming up. I know our junior-senior high is the last week of October, and our elementary schools are the first week in November. I know, Tim, I don't want to cut into time, but you can go ahead.
Yeah, we have parent-teacher conferences next week in all buildings, and every day, Monday through Thursday, there'll be conferences in some buildings, but you just have to get on each school's individual schedule to find out when those conferences are. And I just want to give a real quick shout-out. We had some kids qualify for state this past week in Tent Girls Tennis. Even though they had 2 days of rain delays, they eventually finished it on Monday. And we had Ronnie Evelyn qualify in singles, and Kylie Jones and Caitlin Donahue qualify in doubles. And then we also are our girls' golf team. This is just the third year of that team, and they qualified for state this year, first time ever. And they're doing a great job. But Kelly Lonker, Emma Schoenbeck, Grayson Nooch, Lexi Hodges, Samantha Wick, and Emma McKee will be representing Wamego next Monday at Girls State Golf. So congratulations to those athletes and Coach Leheka and Coach Kitch on their accomplishments.
Yes, congrats to those outstanding student athletes you just mentioned there. And thanks to you, gentlemen, for coming in studio with me.
Thank you.
All right. That was it for Wamego USD Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek USD Superintendent Kevin Logan. Coming up, we'll have Manhattan Fire Department Deputy Chief Ryan Alms in the studio to talk about Fire Prevention Week. So stay tuned for more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.